important, because this month we are talking on one of the pillars that we believe as a church, and we are looking at the topic excellence. Can somebody say, I have excellence? I do excellent things. All right. So this morning I want to talk about what I call in pursuit of excellence. In pursuit of excellence. Excellence demands some men, some women to pursue it. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 9 to 10. Philippians chapter 1, 9 to 10. And then I'll read another scripture. Daniel 6, 1 to 3. Philippians 1, 9 to 10. Daniel 3, 6, 1 to 3. The Bible says, and this I pray, that your love abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. That ye may what? Approve things that are excellent. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, and it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was fresh, that the princes might give account to them, and the king should have no damage. Verse 3. Then this Daniel. I'm praying that this month, and the remaining part of this year, your name will be substituted for Daniel. It will now read this Emmanuel. Will you put your name there? Say, put your name there, put your name there, put your name there. This Emmanuel was preferred above. Can you raise your right hand and say, I'm preferred above? You are not saying like you believe, you say, I'm preferred above. He said, and this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. In pursuit of excellence. If you are a child of God, especially if you are in this house, you know, that Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10 has about three of the pillars that we believe in this house. One of them we talked about last month. We're looking at, you know, some dimensions of prayer. Okay, and we believe in prayer here. It won't take you long for you to know that we believe in prayer here. But it's not just prayer alone. There are other things that are expected to manifest in our life. That Philippians chapter 1 talked about love. And then he now talked about approving things that are excellent. If you serve God, I want you to understand that the God you serve is an excellent God, and he does not want his people not to be excellent people. If your God is excellent, you cannot be anything short of that. In Psalm 8 verse 9, the Bible says, O Lord our God, how excellent is your name. If his name is excellent, his person is excellent. In 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 25, 1 Samuel 25, 25, the Bible says, as a man's name is, so is he. So God's name is excellent, and because God's name is excellent, God is excellent. And an excellent God will not give back to non-excellent children. So if you are not excellent, it is not a matter of you are not excellent. You were not created excellent. Some people will say, my own thing is that I can do with anything. I can just use anything. I don't like premium. I'm easily satisfied. Well, you can be contented, but contentment does not mean you should not live cheap. Contentment does not mean you should not be mediocre. Contentment does not mean you cannot pursue excellence. Because let me tell you the truth. Excellence is what God has already put inside you. Excellence is what God is expecting out of you. Because God himself is excellent. And let me say this to you. God is a very particular God. Several years ago, one of my teachers in school, he usually used that phrase. He says, God is particular. And God's particularity, you will see it in his standard.
And if you look at scriptures, you look at this God is a God of standard. He's a God of high standard. If you read through scripture, in fact, one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit was given is so that we can catch up with the standards of God. When sometimes people read Isaiah chapter 55, I think we should read it. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9. Isaiah chapter 55, 8 to 9. Be there, you do quickly with us this morning. The Bible says here, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Now, people quote this scripture. They will say, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your way, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. But if you read this scripture and you don't balance it with other scripture, you will put God in a class and put God in the class that is unreachable. But this scripture is not saying that the thoughts of God cannot become your thoughts. This scripture is not saying where God is seated, you can't be seated there. Because by the time we get to the New Testament, if you read Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says you have now been risen together with him. So you are seated far above principalities and power. You are seated in heavenly places. So now it will not be right for you to just say, oh, my thoughts are not the thoughts of God. Your thoughts can become the thoughts of God. Your ways can become the ways of God. You are already seated in the heavenly places. As the heaven is higher than the earth, you can be sitting in and enjoying the thoughts of God. So if God is excellent, I can be excellent. That's what God is telling us. So if we have been raised to sit with him in heavenly places, you can think like him. In Philippians chapter 2, if you start reading from verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you. You can have the mind of Christ. He says this was the mind that was in Christ, that he thought it not robbery with God and thought it not equality with God to put himself of low estate. But he said this mind can be in you. So I'm saying to you this morning that the reason you and I have to pursue excellence is because by redemption we have been brought into something excellent. We have been redeemed to excellence. We have been redeemed to be kings and priests. We have been redeemed to be dignitary. We are now called a royal priesthood. You have not met excellency except you have met somebody who has been redeemed. If you call somebody his excellency, our excellency, and that person does not know Jesus, that excellency is short-lived. Is a ticking time bomb. But somebody that knows Jesus is not only his excellency here on earth, there is also his excellency in heaven, because a crown is laid for us. So we are not just kings here on earth, we are also king in the world to come. Can somebody say amen to that? In pursuit of excellence. So because God is particular, God has thoughts, and they are very high thoughts. That is why when you have a relationship with him, like Daniel did, that is why when you show up at work, like Daniel was. Daniel was not somebody that made his Sunday not affect Monday to Saturday. And it's about time that the people that name the name of God, the Daniels of this world that pray a lot. Because sometimes the people that pray a lot are also the people that don't work a lot. The people that pray a lot, they put all on prayer and put none on working. Let me tell you the truth. Prayer has never and will never be a substitute for work. Can somebody say amen? If you want to meet people that are lazy, people that won't do the right thing, sometimes they are the people that believe in favor. To some of them, what favor means is that I do anything and I will see favor. It will just show up. You know, favor is not completely unmerited. There are dimensions of favor that you don't merit, but there are dimensions of favor that you don't kind of merit, but you did something. You were not absent. You know, the way some people feel like what you are looking for is magic. It's not miracle. It's not favor. You want to not show up. You won't read your book. You will be listening to gospel music during the time you should read your book, and watching Mount Zion series when you are supposed to read your book. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is also a comforter. He will comfort you in all your afflictions. Can somebody say amen? Yes. Most of the most lazy people I've ever met are church people. Very lazy people. Very, very lazy. You have just done one thing and you are now panting. Let me tell you the truth. The people at the top, they didn't stroll there. The top is not a stroll. You don't just get to the top and say, oh la la, how did I get here?
Surprise, surprise.
The people that are surprised are the people on the floor. Everybody at the top, they can tell you a story. Sometimes the story don't add up. You hear that story and you're like, oh, there's still a missing gap. Yeah, God can fill up the missing gap. But at least they have supplied 9. And God supply, or maybe they shall supply something. They didn't just sit down at home and they are flipping channels. Or on their phones, just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Many of us, we scroll a lot. We scroll, 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 scroll. And you scroll away your time. You scroll away your years. You are just moving. You know, every time you are scrolling like that, that is 5 years going away. That's 10 years going away. You are scrolling and tapping, 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 tapping. You are tapping other people's destiny. You are not doing anything about yours. But God this morning is saying, it's time to pursue excellence. We cannot just be prayer people alone. We are also excellent people. Can somebody say amen? A young man, a young woman, you are just using your youth to while away time. You know, you use those words a lot. This Saturday, we're just going to while away time. You are not whiling away time. You are killing your life. Go and find out many people that succeeded in life. Many of them started early. Many of them started to do something with their time now, because a day is coming that you will have more ideas than time. Today you have time, you have idea, and you are doing nothing about it. You are saying you don't have capital. What have you even done at all? Have you even gone to find out how it can be done? Nothing. You are just sitting there. Some of us are sitting until the day one document will come. Can I speak to you? Because I know I'm speaking to immigrant community. Sometimes some people are waiting for one paper to come. The day the paper comes, the paper is not going to do any magic. Can somebody say amen? If there is nothing that the paper will do for you by the reason of your application, you will get the paper and still be as broke as when you didn't have the paper. In fact, let me tell you the truth. There are many of us, it is the wisdom of God that has delayed some things, so that in the delay of those things, you will get yourself ready. There are too many times when you get to the prepared place, you are not the prepared person. And every time there is a prepared place, there needs to be a prepared person. Because if there is no prepared person for the prepared place will not look like the place. There are too many people, they've shown up at the place and they are wondering, where is the place? The place is there, but you are not ready for it. You are just like the children of Israel. They have left Egypt. They are going to Canaan's land. When they saw Canaan's land, they couldn't recognize it. Why? They had not prepared their mind. So when they saw it, they said, this is not where we can go. And so many people have seen what is theirs. And they said, no, this is not theirs. Why? You are not preparing yourself. You are not improving yourself. Some of us, since the day we left university or one school or the other, that's the last day you read a book. And you are facing book. You didn't get that one. When you get to me, you get it. Because if you face book and you don't read book, I don't know what you are doing. You know, sometimes you think to yourself that, do these people that name some of these things, are they telling us something? One of the things that Facebook did to a generation is that Facebook stopped making people to face their book, the real book. It's true. There are too many people, young people, if you ask, have you read this, have you read that, they've not read it. It's just bites, short, and then go and tell ChatGPT to tell you something, and you believe it like the Holy Ghost. And when you say, how do you know that? ChatGPT. ChatGPT that is just, he's like you too. He's facing book. He's doing Facebook. He's picking all these things from all over the place. All the errors and all the things that are not quite correct, you just put it together and serves it to you. And it will be sounding very authoritative. It's only when you get to the bottom of the line and say, there are mistakes. I don't know how. You just put one fine print there that better correct, check what you are reading of. But this morning I'm saying to you, it's time for us to pursue excellence. It's time for us to pursue excellence. Because excellence is what God wants us to pursue. Why does God want excellence from us? Number one, God himself is a God of excellence. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, have you ever thought about it? That God has never had to revise this earth. I say, there's a foundation I didn't create well when I did Let There Be Light. I need to revise it. Since the days of Let There Be Light, God has not done another creation. That means that he did it once and it lasted. You need to be like that, your God. The God that when he does a job, we don't need to revise it. This one that when we give you an assignment, we will now come and do it again as if we never gave it to you. There are too many people, when they give them something to do, you have to supervise them to do it. And after they've done it, you have to do the job again. So what's the need for you? You say your boss does not like you. Let me tell you the truth. In this world, whether in church, whether outside of church, there are people that will not like you. But there is something about excellence. Whether they like your person or not, if you are a man, a woman of excellence, many times they may not like you as a person, but they cannot deny the work that you are bringing to the table. And sometimes they may not like you, but they cannot deny you. In Daniel chapter 6 that we read, Daniel was living in the most hostile place. Daniel was a slave. Daniel was, if not even, immigrant is a good thing, right? Daniel was more less than an immigrant. And in that place, the Bible said they chose president. They chose people that will be in charge of it. And Daniel was the first. As if that was not enough. Among the first, the Bible now says he was preferred. Why was he preferred? It was not just because of his looks. But the Bible said there was an excellent spirit that made him to do excellent things. Why should I be excellent? God is excellent. He's an excellent God. Have you not seen how God moves? Have you not seen how God delivers? Have you not seen how? Even look at your neighbor. Do they not look like an excellent creation? Hello? You didn't even look at the neighbor. If your wife is in there, you better look. But look at that. Have you just look at them? A work of art. Eledumar is a masterpiece. some of my Gen Z people, they know where I got that one from. God is a God of excellence. He creates excellent things. You know, sometimes when I hear the music in this church, I'm just blessed. People have voices, excellent voices. The voice that correlates, you know. Very solid, beautiful voices. Excellent voices. You see the man on the keys, excellent. And you are asking yourself, this must only come from an excellent God. You know, some guy some years ago sang one song. What a beautiful world. Have you been to places before? You know. Okay, let me tell you this. My phone rang, and the reason it's ringing is because something happened to us as a family in the last few hours. Let me give it to you. The person that called, she may need to talk to them. Yeah, one of my uncles went to bed with the Lord this morning. It's not just one. That's my elder brother. So, but we have to do what we have to do because Jesus is Lord. So, God is a God of excellence. God is a God of excellence. And so the reason why you have to be an excellent person is because we serve an excellent God. Why do I have to be an excellent person? Number two, you have the capacity. You serve an excellent God and he created something within you to be able to achieve excellence. You have the capacity. Many times people will say, well, I can't. It's not that you can't. You carry something. You just need to tap into it. And I'm praying that this month, by the help of God Almighty, we will push you beyond you to reach out to that thing that you have on the inside of you for excellence in the name of Jesus. I want you to have this mentality from this morning. I have the capacity. I can do exam and pass. And I will not give excuse. It's church people that like to do those excuse games and blame game. The teacher doesn't like me. They gave me this mark. You know, have you heard those kind of stories before? You say, how did the exam go? They gave me a fail. They didn't give you. It is what you got. Because there were other people in that space. Some didn't even call the name of Jesus. They didn't give them fail. Of course, I know there is, don't get me wrong, I know the devil is stupid and he does stupid things. But there are many times, brothers and sisters, that the reason we don't get the result we should get is because we have not reckoned in us that I have the capacity for it. I can do it. Difficult does not mean I can't do it. Hard does not mean I can't succeed. Oh, if it's math and I didn't know it in the beginning, I don't even like it. That's not enough for me to fail it. I have found some people to say, it's not my own thing. If you are a God person, every kind of success that is in front of you is your own thing. And because there is a capacity, the Bible says there is a spirit in man. If you read the story of Daniel, before the Bible said that an excellent spirit was found in him, the only thing that the Bible kept saying in the beginning, Daniel 2, 3, 5, and all of that, was that the spirit of God was in him. And remember that in the days of Daniel, the dimension to which the Spirit of God was in Daniel was not in the way it is in you. Because the Spirit only came upon, the Spirit was not within. There was no redemption in those days. So the Spirit could not live within. But today, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Spirit within. There is the Spirit of God tabernacling on the inside of us. So there is the Spirit of God witnessing with my own spirit. And that's why the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So these are the days of the sons of God. These are the days of men and women who can do things by the Spirit. They can bring result that is beyond their age. They can bring result that is beyond their race. They can bring result that is beyond their gender. Yes, a gender like yours has not done it before. Yes, somebody like your skin color, they've not done it before. Ah, so blessed be God. I will be the first, because there's always a first. I will be the first. Nobody in my lineage has ever graduated from college, or they graduated, have one degree. Who told you I have to stop at one? I'm going all the way to five. Why? There is something on the inside of me. I have capacity for excellence. You can do excellent things. You are a man. You can be organized. Can somebody say amen? You know, every time I preach, I don't only preach to you, I preach to myself too. Amen. Because many times men will say, this organization thing is not our thing. You do like this. When you come home, throw shoe, it will be to the east. Throw another one, it will be to the west. And then when you are now looking for it, you are now looking for your socks. Some of the reasons why you come late sometimes is because everything is all over the place. And let me tell you the truth. As a man, as a woman, you can be organized. Amen? It's not my personality. You can learn it. There's a capacity to you, inside of you. It's not my own thing. You know, my own thing is, you know, stop that. Don't excuse yourself away. There is a capacity to be excellent. I can be excellent in the way I dress. I don't have to have a lot to look good. There are some people, in the name of God, you look all over the place. In the name of sometimes, even fasting, you look, you are pretending and behaving like one of my friends told me, this person is not born again. They were practicing some other faith. And they said, when your mouth is stinking, it is a good odor to God. I said, Kai, I don't want that kind of God that likes stinking mouth. Why? I want my mouth to be smelling good. I should not open my mouth and there's something going. What I'm just saying now is the answer to some of the reasons why church brothers get no. Because you went to the sister, and as you smiled broadly, and that there was a dissipation of a breath, and it was not the breath of the Almighty God. It was not a good, savory breath. It was an ugly breath. Ah. And every love language does not like body odor. Let me also say to some of our brothers, especially we that have the skin color, we sweat quite a bit. Can somebody say amen? And some areas that human beings don't usually see, you mean under the arms? We need to take care of it. Can somebody say amen? Grooming yourself is not, you know, I'm not doing it for them. You are doing it for yourself. You look good. You smell good. Okay? You take care of yourself, because if you cannot take care of the body that God has given you, how can you take care of another body? And you are saying, please be my wife. If you have not taken care of yourself, how am I sure you will not take care of me? No man yet ateth his own body, but nourisheth it. If you don't take care of you, you are telling me, run for your life. Because if I give my life to you, you have not taken care of your own life. The way you have done your life is how you do my life. I'm saying to you, brothers, it's time for excellence. Amen.
Maybe our sisters can help some of our brothers
and be kind. Let me, I'm just throwing this as a shade. If you smell B.O., you know B.O.? Just scream excellence. They will get the message. Haila Pakuzakata. They will get the message. All right, let me just give you some pointers, because we have to celebrate God. God is good. This is November. God is good. The Bible said this Daniel had an excellent spirit. But you see, this excellent spirit, this excellent disposition, he pursued it. He pursued it. He went after it. He did something about it. Everybody in us has the seed of excellence. What happens to that seed is what you do with the seed of excellence. I want to show you some things you can do with this seed of excellence. Because in the days to come, they should not come about your business and say you cook food and it doesn't taste good. If you're a church person, if you do any business, if I come to your business the first time as a brother to brother, I will stomach everything. The second time, I have a choice. Can somebody say amen? I will not say, because you're my brother, I will pay for a good that you didn't deliver. In the name of, you didn't get it. I have to find another person. We called you to cook food for us. When you cook the food for us, we ate the food. But we were wondering that, what did we just do? Did we eat? Or we threw gravel in our mouth? So God is calling us to excellence. You are in music department. You are in school of the word. Whatever God has called you to, every area God has called you to, you need to pursue excellence there. Because there is something about excellence. One of the beauty of excellence is this. Excellence is like a language. Everywhere it is accepted. Everywhere it is accepted. Oh, they don't like the way I speak. They don't even like my accent. The way I pronounce my S and SH, I pronounce it one kind. Or my R, they don't like the way I pronounce it. Forget all of that. Pursue excellence. Seek and push towards the excellence that God has already put inside of you. You will find that many times excellence will even cover some of the weaknesses. You are making too many excuses for your failure. And God is saying, it's time to what? Rise up. So what am I saying this morning? In pursuit of excellence, number one, give it your best. Give it your best. Give it your best. You are called to preach the gospel. Give it your best. The reason why some of us push ourselves the way we push ourselves is not because you are the one marking the script. Oh, is God marking the script? And even me, I want to be able to say, I did all I could. I fulfilled my ministry. I pushed myself. I gave it my best. There are some of us, they will give us one stage, and you don't know that one stage is enough. Is enough. How many times did they give David the opportunity to do something nationally before he took that stage and converted it? He had already been anointed as king, but one day he had just one national opportunity, and that was it. From that national opportunity, we found him in the palace. Yes, he had been anointed. Just like many of us, there is something upon our head. But we have missed many national stages. We have missed many, many opportunities. Why? You didn't give it your best. Give it your best. Give it your best. Everything you have. Drop everything on the table. Let it be that when you finish, you are finished. Some of us, we finish too quickly. We said we are finished. But when we now come there, we now find, you didn't finish now. You didn't finish. Give it your best. Come with your A game. Come with your 100%. One of the things the devil does to steal and belittle people's destiny is that he lies to them that there are some occasions where they should come and not come with their 100%. You know, today I could have told you that I can't preach. And it's true. What I just told you is not, it's a big deal. Oh, and because I'm preaching does not mean that I don't have problems. I don't have pains and all of that. This is not somebody... Pastor, he knows him. It's a big deal. But I have to come 100%. One day I'm going to stand before Jesus. And I'm going to stand before him, and I'm not going to be emotional, because at that day, they will know more than emotions. They will ask you, what did you do? Did you bring your 100%? If I had a meeting with the president and I lost a loved one, will I not show up? I will go there. So why will I not show up? Because it's God's people. Because you will understand and say, sorry, oh pastor, but what about God that called me? What about the assignment that he has called me? What will I tell Jesus? Am I going to tell Jesus that, excuse me, you know, I was feeling pain? And Jesus will say, excuse me, you, I was on the cross. I felt more pain than you. And I have told you that I can carry your burden. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will help you. Oh, there will be pains. Oh, there will be difficult days. Oh, it will not be easy. Oh, there will be reasons why you should say you can't do it. Oh, there will be people who will be Sambalats and Tobias that won't make it work. Oh, there will be all kinds of atmospheric problems. But that is not enough. Give it your best. Young man, give it your best. There is a generation that quickly says it's not possible because they have not given it their best. They quit at the first trial. Who told you that it is the first strike that will give it to you? Did you not see Elijah? Elijah went 7 times to pray. 7 times. Putting his head between his legs. Oh, if you want to go high, there is a price for high. High is not just cheaper. The higher, the more expensive it is to get there. Put your head between your leg and be saying, God, you have to do what you have said. That was his own kind of doing his best. But your own may not be that. Your own may be that you reduce sleep. Sometimes I've heard people say things like this. It's not possible because I had a busy week. Oh, you think some of us don't have busy week? You know, sometimes some people have come to me and you say, pastor, you don't understand. We don't have a busy last week. Oh. Some of us thought we were busy 5 months ago. You can't even imagine how busy it looks like now today. And some of the things that just happened to me in the last few hours now, busy has gone to times 10. But we are still not going to make an excuse. We are going to give it our best. I won't come to this service today and just sing alone. I can sing alone. It's a Thanksgiving service, but I have to give it my best. Because there is somebody many years to come that may need to hear what I needed to say today. What will I say to God about that guy? That something happened in the morning. And then what happened? Did the person know Jesus? He knows Jesus. Is it not to be absent from the body? Is it not to be present with the Lord? Is it blessed are they that die in Christ? Right? Blessed is the death of the righteous. The death of the righteous in the sight of God is blessed. So, if we can't do anything about it, why are we now stopping life? And I'm not belittling the event. Oh, very, very solemn. But that does not mean we will not give it our best. So I'm saying this morning, to you, as I say to myself, give it your best. Mediocrity is not necessary, even when God can help you. Mediocrity is not necessary. Oh, I you know, we said last week, we said in the month of October, Hebrews 4:16. Now, let's come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So I am asking God, I'm staying on the throne of grace, and I'm asking God, as you are asking God, go and walk. As you are asking God, apply yourself. Only God is not the one that is going to do it. It is God plus you. You are going to show up. Mediocrity is not because God will help you, because God is a miracle worker, because you heard the testimony of somebody that said, when I wrote the exam, I was just saying, God, you have a mighty pen, and as I'm writing rubbish, you can use your mighty pen, erase what I've written. You too, you go and write like that. He will use his mighty comforter to comfort you. And sometimes when people give testimonies, they summarize it. They will not tell you one other side of it that you don't know. And you go and repeat it. The only the things what people say when they give testimony is that you should repeat is the one you found in the Bible. The one you can't verbatimly see in the Bible. Don't copy them. Go and copy scriptures. Because that's the example we have. We don't try to do what they did. Oh, I was doing this. I just wrote the exam. I just wrote Question number one, question number two, question number three. I just placed it all over my house and I didn't put anything in there. And I just kept laying my hands on it. And then I went for my exam. I passed it. You went to do the same thing? I laugh for you in tongues. Mediocrity is not necessary, even when God can help you. Concentrate on what you can do well. There are things you can do, and you can do well. Focus on it. You are singing, focus on your singing. It's not only favor that carries people. Competence carries them. You know, sometimes when you listen to people like Pastor Nathaniel Bassey, Dunsin Oyekan, these guys are not just singing anyhow. No. They are very skilled though. And they've concentrated on it. So concentrate on what you can do well. You cannot be the best when you have divided loyalties. You cannot be the best when you have divided loyalties. If you are striving for excellence, you have to reduce your activities. You have to find your one thing that God has called you to. There is something God wants you to do. Once you find it, give it everything. Give it your all. Concentrate on it. You cannot be the best if you have divided loyalty. To focus on things you do well, you need to spend 80% of your time, resources on your 20% top priorities. There's a principle called the Pareto principle, 80-20. Where it is that it is the 20% that controls the 80%. So because of that, focus on your 20% assignment. The what is at the top of your assignment, 20%. And sometimes you'll find out that watching TV is not part of that 20%. And some of us, we are using 80% of our time on something that is not in the 20% of our assignment and our goals. But this morning, God is saying, if you are pushing for excellence, you have to find what is your 20%. For example, me, what I do now is 20%, is in my 20%. So 80% of my waking moment, I use it to do what I'm doing now. Do I preach every day? No. But I'm getting ready to preach every day. I write every day. I listen to messages. I read books. I do everything in line of this 20%. I do something about it every day. Because if you want to reach your goal, you have to grow. And if you want to grow, you have to change something you do daily. If you want to be an excellent person, it's your goal. You have to grow. You have to become another man. And you have to now find something you are doing every day. Something that you are frequent about. Because if you don't increase your frequency, you may not increase your output. The reason some of us are not receiving results in some areas of life is not lack of application. It's because the frequency of that applying ourselves is not good enough. It's not good for what you are looking for. Some of us want to be the best. You don't know that those people that become the top people in their field, they spend laser-focused time on that thing that they wanted to be the best at. You see soccer players, you just see them, they just come and do some legwork. Go and see some of them. Some of them wake up 5 o'clock and they are doing this legwork. Some of these basketball guys, they are spending. I think there's a guy that did the research and says that if you want to be the top person in your field, you need to spend 10,000 human hours. I may not get the right statistic well now, but he gave some very staggering numbers that you need to spend that much time. And then you are spending 2 hours. You can't play with them, even if you carry the Holy Ghost. What the Holy Ghost will just do for you, sir? This one wants to just be praying in tongues. We'll help him to pray in tongues. So you come there. Ka, 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 ka. Your tongues will be very heavy, but your resolve will not be heavy. So this morning I'm saying to you, if it is about excellence, you have to do your best. You have to concentrate on the things you do well. Spend 80% of your time resources on your top 20% priorities. Walk where you are strongest most of the time. Walk on your strength. Work on the things that you think you know about. You know, some people feel like, because I know how to do that thing, I can just go there, like preaching now. You know, because I preached last month, I can just come and preach. Ah, that's the recipe for failure. No. I listen to my message too. And the reason I listen to my message is not necessarily just to get information. It's to get correction. It's to learn. I will listen to it. Of course, sometimes, many times, he blesses me. But many, not many, every time I see something I can change there. And I take it, and I'm learning. I'm reading about it. How can you do this? How can you be this more effective? How can you minister like this? How can you do that? And this is an area that, I'm doing, I was born into this. All of my life, I've always been seeing people holding mic. I've been holding mic maybe since I was 7 years old. Or even, at least that's the collection I have in my head. I can imagine, maybe they would have even given mic before that time. You know, I say, okay, just sing baby song. As you were in your mother's hand. All right. So I spend 80% of my time on 20% of my priorities. When it comes to excellence, you concentrate on what you do. You get the right people in your team. That's how to concentrate. Get the right people in your team and put them in the right places. Pastor, are you saying I can't do excellence if I don't have a company kind of situation? No. Even your friend are the right people. You pick the right friends. You know, many people don't know that the only things you can, there are a few things you can't pick. You couldn't pick your brother. You couldn't pick your sister. But your friend, friendship is not by force. It's by choice. Why should you be my friend if you are not going to add anything to me? Why are we going out if we are not going anywhere? Why are you rolling with me if you are rolling to nowhere? Why are you contributing into my life if what you are bringing into my life is trash? I hold the right by God to delete you, to excuse you, to hit escape button or other kind of buttons on my system and say, hasta la vista. I can't have the wrong people in my boat. If you have a Jonah in your boat, you won't get to where you are going. You are going to sink. Because Jonah controls their environment. Sometimes you are fighting what is fighting somebody else. You have a Jonah in your system. Get rid of Jonah. Stop reinventing. Tell Jonah, run fast from me. If you see me, just run. And if he doesn't run, you take the other way and run. Get the right people on your team. Get the right people on your team. That's one of the ways you can concentrate on your strength. You can concentrate on doing what you can do better. In pursuit of excellence, give it your best. In pursuit of excellence, become more and more skillful. Be skillful. Go and learn. Go back to school. Take a course. Find something. Learn. Watch YouTube videos that teach you something. Some of us, you have a phone in your hand, and this phone, since God said, let there be light, is a university that some people didn't have. And you are carrying it to your hand. You can see courses on Coursera, courses on Udemy, just random YouTube podcasts. There's almost, everybody does podcasts about everything now. Parenting, you know. And you are still moving about ignorant. The only thing you listen to is music. I like music, oh. But if you are not called to the music industry per se, you need to listen. Even if you are called to music industry, you need to learn how to make music. How to receive inspiration. Sign up for podcast. Watch YouTube video that will give you something, that will tell you something. You know, many years ago, and even till recently, I watched TED Talks a lot. A lot. I'm telling you, I watch a lot of TED. And TED Talk is not even necessarily spiritual. But I just want to know. I want to know how the neurosurgeon is thinking, what they are researching, how somebody is studying human behavior, how somebody is able to know, you know, some of these TED Talks, they'll talk about how to get less angry. Amen? Amen? Because some of us, we have been angry before, and when you finish getting angry, you now call yourself back. You call yourself to a meeting and say, what just happened there? And if you do nothing, you will see nothing. So I'm saying to you today, it is high time you call yourself back and begin to schedule things and begin to put things into your life that will get you more skillful. More skillful. There is nothing you do, even in church. You are in the media department. What do you know today that you didn't know yesterday? What did you know? Music team, what do you know today? Is it the same way you are controlling the people from here? Give them one, give them two, one, three, one. Huh? Is there a better way to be doing that? Huh?
Because sometimes you see from the top. We are watching. We are learning new skills because it's from this place I saw this. I didn't know what this was. One day I was like, it's the ladies that always hit their head, you know, because they are kind of scratching their wig and all of that. But I now saw a man doing like this. What's going on there? I used to think that it was hitching. But it's when I later heard that it's from the top. Is it from the top? From the top. But there may be another way that we won't touch our head again. There may be another way. Because sometimes you will see some music team. It's as if nobody is talking to nobody and everybody gets everything. You know? It's not every time that we are hearing the person on the keyboard say, roll, 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 roll. You say we listen, we just don't judge you. Sometimes when we just do like this and raise our hand, we are seeing, but we are just raising our hands, holy hands unto the Lord. But I'm saying you can be skillful. You can be skillful. You can learn. There is nothing God gave you that He finished. He just started it. Although He's the finisher, but it's just the alpha part of it that you have seen. So why are you settling? Because you have preached, somebody came to tell you, say, that message blessed me. Yeah. You are still going to preach another one, and nobody will come and say anything to you. So what are you doing to get better? Because the day your David will find Goliath, you can't rehearse on that day. Every day before you see Goliath is a day of rehearsal, is a day of practice. And if you do not use it well, one day you will stand before Goliath and you may be disappointed and embarrassed. There are too many people, the day they saw their Goliath, they wanted to go and sharpen their skill. It was too late. You are in this room this morning, you're a child of God, you're born again. I'm saying to you, we need to pursue excellence. Excellence in serving God, excellence in serving outside. We need to become the Daniels that at work. Somebody told us about evangelism today. Let me tell you, one of the biggest evangelism is not by words, it's by life. If you have some result, some people will ask you how. If it's not happening to you at work, you should be asking yourself questions. I just do my own business, I go. If you are the best in that department, they will say, excuse me, can I sit down with you? Can I have coffee with you? Can I have lunch with you? That's how it should work. Daniel was in Babylon. These people had gods. But sir, he knew that he had God, the God of the universe. And the God, he didn't use it to bamboozle them, because some people, if they were the Daniels in 2025, you just hear them like this. They are whistling. Now, do I believe in praying in tongues and all of that kind of thing? Do I believe in singing and making melodies? Of course I believe in it. But there is a more effective witness. The effective witness of a living epistle. A life that is poured out and people can read. It result. They may say they don't like your God, but they cannot say they don't like your work. You give them quality 100% premium job. If they give you the assignment, you over deliver. You under promise, but you over deliver. You always come correct 100% all the time. You are not coming and saying, excuse me, we had 10 hours prayers. You know, some people, they want to go and tell their boss that it was Sunday that they made them to do it. Pastor preached a little extra. I think he was pretty excited. That's not enough reason. Sharpen your skill. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. It says, if the axe is dull, you are going to exert more pressure. Do you know that some stress is a report card? You are not skillful. Some stress is a report card. It's not what you are doing. It's just you are not skillful. If you are skillful, if you master it, you will do it. You will still be doing all, but you'll be doing it with less effort. Sometimes when you get stressed, go and sharpen your skill. You are stressed as a parent, sharpen your skill. You are stressed as a wife, sharpen. You can be a better wife. Can somebody say amen? Some of us are still the version, the day we got married wife. We are looking for 2024 5 version. Though. Now, iPhone, what is out now? You need to move up. We want you to upgrade. Or even if you are using Android, we want you to upgrade. God is calling you to something better in the name of Jesus. So be skillful when it comes in the pursuit of excellence. Constantly ask yourself this critical question. And I want you to do it this week. How can I be better tomorrow than I am today? How can I be better tomorrow? If we can only get better every day after today, before the end of this year, some of us will get a promotion. I thought somebody would say amen. Every day better. Some people say it's not in the schedule. There are times they break the rule when excellence shows up. The reason that Daniel was the Bible said was preferred above others was not just because Daniel was a good-looking guy, even though he was eating well, because there's excellence in physical health. Amen to Jesus. Not eating every junk food, drinking every colored drink, and telling yourself that because God has blessed you, you are drinking every colored thing. It's like one of my mentors said, he said many years ago, he was drinking Five Alive. He didn't know it was taking his life. There's nothing alive in Five Alive. Everything there is dead. If you want life, drink water. Simple water. No more, no less. Constantly ask yourself this critical question. How can I be better tomorrow than I am today? You know, in Matthew 7:7, the Bible says, ask and you shall what? Receive. The reason you don't have or you don't know is you are not asking the right question. You are not asking the right question. Sometimes I've rolled with some people. I've been around people and I'm surprised that they are not maximizing the opportunity. You know, the person knows I have been through that, some part of that journey. And the person will just greet and just say, Pastor, pray. I will pray. But you can ask me more than prayer. There may be something you will ask me that will make my prayer work better. And if you don't ask me, sometimes I may not volunteer it. Because the teacher will show up when the student is ready. If the student is not ready, if you as a teacher, you are volunteering information. The Bible says you are casting your pearls among swine. So sometimes silence is because the person in front of you is not ready to learn. Oh yeah. There are many people when you say, how is it? And I know the person is not ready to receive what I want to say. I'll say it's nice, it's good. If you are serious and you say, please, you won't offend me. Just say your mind. Are you sure? Okay, take a seat. Take a sheet of paper. Start to write. You will now hear the grandfather of words. But don't let that scare you. If you come to me, I won't do that to you. But I'm saying to you, ask questions. Ask yourself questions. Critical questions. Be brutally honest with yourself. There are too many people. You join every other person to deceive yourself. You know, the Bible calls the devil a liar. And one of the ways he works with lies is deception. If it was only the devil that practiced deception, many Christians would be free. But many Christians are self-deceived. You live in denial. You live in deception. Be brutally honest with yourself. Ask yourself questions. Ask people around you questions too. Let them give you feedback. Let them tell you how you are doing. If they tell you how you are doing and you just receive it well, that's how to strive for excellence. And finally this morning, in pursuit of excellence, always challenge the status quo. Always challenge the status quo. Because there's room for more. There's room for more. Hebrews 13:14. Here have we no continuing city. We seek another to come. There's room for more. In this part of the divide, we never get to the end. We never finish it. We just keep making strides. It's one chapter to another. It is the day you draw your last breath that you finish the chapter. But as long as you are still here on earth, you are still going to be present. Until then, we keep striving. We keep pushing. We keep moving. Why? Because God has shown himself as an excellent God. And he has put excellence in you as capacity. Will you stand to your feet this morning and speak to God? I don't know what part of what I said this morning is for you. But I'm sure one of it is for you. Don't pretend that it's for your neighbor. Why not talk to God? Oh, why not talk to God? I've not been giving it my best. This my relationship. I've not given it my best. I've not given it the best according to the standard of God. Who told you that your relationship should look like other relationships? God is your standard. And give it your best so that you get it to the standard of God. Your way can be his way. Your thought can be his thought. You can think what God thinks. You can do what God does. You can act like God. The Bible said, I will dwell in them. They will be my people. So you can carry God and walk into work and every other place with the consciousness that I carry God. You are pursuing excellence because our God is an excellent God, and therefore I am an excellent man. I'm an excellent woman. In the work that you have placed in my hands, I want to strive for the best. I want to strive for gold. I want to do it better. I want to do it better than what I did.